Hello, it's Wildcards. It's Wildcards out in the wild. We're in Spanish Caravan, which is nice, isn't it? It's
isn't
a lovely
it just...
vibe. There's tunes, there's sun, there's sangria. We're all having a lovely time. Listen, we'll just get straight stuck in. We'll chat about all of the topics that you've been voting on, which is the format of Wildcards. If you've not listened to it before, you vote on X for the things that you want us to chat about, unless we don't want to. Everyone here has got a wild card. They can play at any point in the show if they don't want to talk about what has won in the public vote. So let's get stuck straight in with LFC, and your options were Alexis McAllister, Bacola Feasibility, or Jaden Danz. Everyone wants to talk about McAllister, obviously, Neil, after last night.
Okay.
I mean, not just after last night. I would have been surprised had anything else won out, because I feel like... potentially some minds have been changed, or perhaps some perspectives have been changed, or the degree of hope that we feel has maybe been altered over the course of this World Cup run.
Or you're like me and thinking, could be a great time to cash
in. Yeah.
And not in a mean way. I want to be really clear. I felt for a long period of time whilst he was at Brighton, I felt like the Northwest branch chair of the Alexis McAllister fan club. I thought and think he was a marvellous and magnificent footballer. Mm-hmm. And I was made up when we signed him. We did brilliantly to get the deal, and it's really paid off for us. Mm-hmm. It's a great Liverpool career, mm-hmm. as it currently stands, and he's worthy of an enormous amount of respect. What we saw last season, I thought, was a player who was really struggling physically.
Yeah.
But there'd been a couple of little markers in previous seasons that when he plays in that left-hand side position, mm-hmm. you can just end up with a space between the left-back, him, and Virgil van Dijk, which opposition sides could exploit. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'd be talking on review. For instance, whenever we come up against McGinn and Aston Villa, it always felt like he can get in, because he's a canny player who works out where the space is and loves that little inside right channel. And it becomes, well, whose job's he? Mm. And McAllister has always had that little bit of a weakness. I've always felt he's not a spectacular natural athlete, mm-hmm. which, to be really clear, further puts into, I think, perspective how magnificent a footballer he's been.
So you don't see last season as a blip, you see that as...
I in the summer of 25... I was saying next summer will be the summer to cash in on Alexis McAllister.
Okay.
So after he scores the goal that wins the league, mm-hmm. one of my things was, yeah. not expecting that him to go on the journey he goes on, but if he's going to have a career at least 34, 35 mm-hmm. in top flight football, I just think he can't do another 4 or 5 years of that being in the Premier League.
Okay.
I think it'll do him in. Whereas I think if he goes to a league that works at a slightly slower pace, with less physical importance on that physicality, and maybe playing for a dominant side. Mm. So if he goes to Spain and plays for one of the best three teams in Spain, for instance, either Real Barcelona or Atletico Madrid, then I think what that'll turn into for him is having a number of games where over the course of the season you can play in a certain gear, you save your best for the big matches and for European games, yeah. and you go from there.